Welcome back to the BizNews Rugby Show. As always, joined by our rugby insider, Rory Steyn. And also joining us this week is Andy Wood from Superbrew. Andy, do you want to, Rory, do you want to give us a bit of an introduction?
Well, yes, it's a privilege to have Andy Wood on our BizNews Rugby Show. Andy, a very, very warm welcome to you. I'm not sure how warm it is in London, but I'm down in the Cape and it's been an absolute stinker all week, although we did get rain coming in last night. But the welcome is warm and we are very much looking forward, Andy, to hearing the story. So BizNews Tribe, Andy Wood is the founder and the CEO of Superbrew. As you know, that is a platform that has become well known throughout South Africa, especially amongst rugby viewers, because it allows you to predict scores and it just gives that added element of excitement to our viewing of rugby. And we're about to kick off this evening with the resumption of the URC, having just finished with the Six Nations. So with that all said, Andy, I'm going to ask you, if you don't mind, to introduce yourself. And why don't you, in doing that, tell us about the genesis of Superbrew. How did it all start? What was the thinking and the motivation behind it? Because speaking for me, I'm a huge fan of Superbrew and I use it every week.
Brilliant. Thanks. Thanks for having me on, guys. Yes, it is about 15 degrees here in London, so we are very, very, very excited. Jackets are coming off. It's springtime. You would all find it incredibly cold. So me, I am a born in Zim, grew up in Durbs, went to UCT chap. At UCT, I did business science, which was technology and business, and met a bunch of other great guys. And as was the thing to do, we all came over to London once we finished, once we graduated from UCT. And this was at the turn of the century now, because I'm old. And we, a bunch of us, were living in a house in Wimbledon near where I am now. You can imagine, house share, bunch of young men. And we were following Super Rugby, as it was, Super 12. And we played this game to make it more fun, where we would predict the results of each match, each weekend. And we had it on a piece of paper that we stuck on the fridge in the digs. And each week, one guy, we took it in turns to go around to everyone and get your picks put on. And we had a scoring system that's not dissimilar from what it is now. And it was great fun. And then we all moved out of that house. People traveled and moved in with girlfriends and everything. But I wanted everyone to keep playing the game because it was a nice bonding kind of community tool for our group of friends. So I made it into a website and nine of us played it, and we all enjoyed it, kept the thing going. And people were saying to me, you're crazy. What are you doing putting all this effort in for this silly game, for which, you know, it's just for your friends? But there was something in it. People loved it. And it was capturing conversations that were happening anyway, like every weekend for any sport, everyone is always, if you're sitting at the pub with your mates, you're going to be chatting about what's going to happen. So it just captured that conversation. So it was a hobby for a couple of years, and then I had an opportunity to start a wider, bigger business in the digital space with a couple of those guys and some other people. And we decided to bring Superbrew into that as one of the ventures we would explore and try to grow. And so it took off from there. It became a proper business in its own right. And really took off in South Africa virally around Super Rugby, where people just kind of fell in love with it.
Well, congratulations, Andy. I'm sure BizNews Tribe, as you're listening to Andy Wood talking about how he started Superbrew, I wonder if you, like me, are hearing shades of Facebook. Let's not forget that Zuckerberg and his mate started Facebook when he was at Harvard by rating girls. It was a website that just you gave a rating to the attractiveness of female students. But I think it's a very appropriate, Andy, at this point, just to pause on Superbrew and rugby, because we need to acknowledge the massive news that we heard yesterday. I forgot that you were born in Zim, and you have got a compatriot who is now the president of the International Olympic Committee. And I think that's massive news. First of all, she's the first lady to be IOC president. And second of all, she's the first African, a seven-time Olympic medalist. And I was privileged to watch Kirsty Coventry's, the majority of those seven swims in the pools of Athens in 04 and Beijing in 08. And she was, you know, she was offered, because she swam for one of the colleges in the United States on scholarship. And then she was offered many times the opportunity to become an American citizen and swim for Team USA. And she said, no, I prefer swimming for Zimbabwe. And she won those medals in the pool for Zim. And I just think that that is something to be not just acknowledged, it's something to be celebrated. That's great for women in sport. I know that she's going to get right on board and kick this ridiculous gender debate in sport and transgender athletes into touch and just get it sorted out. So I think as a Zimbabwean, Andy, we all need to say to you and your compatriots, congratulations to you all, and most particularly for the president to be Kirsty Coventry. What a great story.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And Zim is such a small country, and it's so beset by challenges it's made for itself to some extent. But the people up there are just brilliant, and they just keep on going. And to produce that, I mean, yeah, amazing. That's a significant position.
Zimbabweans are just the most wonderful people, black and white. They are incredible, friendly, well-educated, let's say that. If Mugabe got anything right, the education standards were always upheld. And, you know, many of you that come from this tiny little populace and just become successful and important on a global stage is something quite amazing to me, Andy. So, yeah. So let's move on then to Super Brew. I want to say to our BizNews tribe, there are many of us who are premium subscribers, but not that many who use Super Brew and are clients or members of Super Brew. I'm not sure what you use to name us all, but this is an opportunity to listen to its founder and CEO and get on board, guys, because it's not gambling. It's predicting. So I don't gamble on sport, but I can tell you that playing the prediction game on Super Brew is, as I said earlier, it just adds a whole new dimension to it. So through Alec Hogg, the good office of Alec Hogg, the CEO and founder of BizNews, we are forming a partnership with Super Brew. And so what can we expect to see as this partnership develops and grows, Andy? What can we expect to see coming through the immense amount of data that you guys at Super Brew have collated and have access to, and may I say refined into a very powerful tool?
Yeah, so we sit on an enormous pool of data that's historic and current, and it's unique as well. So we pull in all the fixtures and results and everything. Obviously, that's publicly available. But what we have that no one else has is all these predictions that people are making day in, day out, and the historical patterns you can see come through from that. And we can see who's good at predicting certain tournaments or good at predicting for certain teams, and use algorithms to identify groups of experts and then look at what they're predicting, which is just fascinating in all sorts of ways, and kind of informs people as fans, as you know, when you're watching a game, understanding what you might see and why it's happening, useful for people who are into sports betting and want to take another data point into bets they may be making. So I think, yeah, so we'll be looking to share some of that insight with you. And also to work around communities. At heart, Super Brew is a community like BizNews. It's about people getting together digitally to do something fun that they all love, that's based around something they all love.
So Andy, again, just speaking from my personal experience with your app, I mean, It's superb. And I was nowhere near au fait or up to speed with all of its current as it is on the moment on my smartphone right here. I didn't know all of the features. So typically I would get a reminder email. I would go onto Superbrew. I would just go with my gut, like we are going to do in a few minutes, and just make my predictions. But then we have this kind of, let's call it, it's an ongoing quandary, because when you're trying to predict and you don't know what teams the coach has selected, it makes predicting quite difficult. If you're trying to predict on Tuesday what's going to happen on the weekend, you don't have the team sheets. Then I found out that if you go onto the match and you click on it, it brings up, when it's available to you, as it is available to anybody, it actually brings up the lineups. And after the fact, it gives you a complete breakdown, minute by minute, almost like a ball by ball commentary in cricket. It gives you exactly who scored, what happened. And there's all this data sitting behind this thing. So, Andy, who are typically the people that would access that?
So that's all accessible to anyone playing the game, our users or our brews, as we call them.
Our brews.
If you play the game, if you sign up and join URC or any of the tournaments, you have access to that match timeline, the starting lineups, all the fixture data, and the Superbrew Rugby app you're talking about, which is a separate rugby-focused app. We've designed that around that data in a way where there are user journeys you can just sort of take infinitely. So you can tap on anything in there. If you tap on a venue and you bring up Kings Park, we'll show you all of the recent results of Kings Park, upcoming fixtures. Tap on a team that's played there, you'll get into a team world. You can explore everything about a team in a way that maybe on Wikipedia you would just kind of keep going because it's interesting. We're trying to do that for rugby in that app. So you're right, there's a tremendous amount of depth sitting inside of that. And then we do have additional features. We also have a premium subscription plan, where users can get access to special match previews, where we've written up a preview based on our rugby experts aside, write up a preview for each match. And we also look at the data coming through from our algorithms. So we look at our expert picks and what that's suggesting. We look at what the bookies are saying is going to happen. We've got the weather, we've got the ref, we've got the team news, late withdrawals, all that kind of thing, to help inform your predictions, but also just to inform following the sport. You know, we're as much a platform for following rugby as we are for predicting it.
So now I understand how Alec Hogg is managing to keep ahead of me on our BizNews log, because he's obviously got access to all of that, the blighter. So I have a question on that, Andy, is how much of a role does AI play in all of that? I mean, as soon as you speak of algorithms and data, the quickest way to access that is through AI. So do you guys deploy that to any degree?
We are only just experimenting with that at the moment, yeah. So the algorithms we've got are ones we've written that have been quite effective so far. But yeah, we're looking to see how we can include AI into it.
So at the risk of giving my own or putting my own position on the BizNews log in jeopardy, the first thing I'm going to do when we finish our interview is I'm going to sign up for your premium package, Andy, so that I could get access to a lot, absolutely, a lot more than we're using. So if anybody has questions, feel free to fire them at the BizNews address, because it won't be the last time that we speak to Andy as our brew from Superbrew in London. So let's come to then, Patrick, the matches this weekend, starting with Glasgow Warriors hosting Munster, are coming to Scotstoun tonight, very late South Africa time, guys. I do apologize. It's like 10 p.m. by the time things get underway there, but I've personally got some skin in the game, so I'll be watching that. So why don't you fire off the fixtures, and I'll let Andy go first, because he's the brew with the super data, and then I'll either concur or differ or add my comments.
Yeah, awesome. So it's just the eight games this weekend. I think it's the two today. So Warriors versus Munster, Cardiff versus Lions. But I think, as Rory said, Andy, what's your prediction? Warriors versus Munster. Do you think the Warriors may be too strong?
Warriors too strong. What I'll do is I'll give you our algorithmic pick. How about that?
Awesome. Yeah.
So it's we call it Insights. Our Insights pick is Glasgow by 4.
Oh, wow.
And the bookies are picking Glasgow by 7. So what that's telling you is the community is being a little bit more conservative on that win for Glasgow.
So that would have been my pick. I would have gone with the bookies. I was going to say Glasgow by 7. Glasgow are wounded because they went and lost their last home fixture, giving up a 3.5-year, I think it was a 3.5-year home record. They just didn't take their opportunities, and they are very, very proud of that home record. Not that Munster are not a formidable outfit, because they are, and they've been kind of firing and then not firing, a bit like the Bulls. So they're going to come with a lot of ammo tonight, but I think, yeah, Glasgow by 7 would be my pick too. Thank you.
And then game number 2, Cardiff versus Lions in Cardiff, 6th place versus 8th place, only separated by 2 points. Andy, what's the algorithm saying there?
The algorithm's going Cardiff by 1, which means who knows. These are always tricky, aren't they? These games where the South African teams play away in the UK because the travel's tough. In Joburg, you know, the Lions would thump Cardiff, but coming over here, it's a tougher proposition. So I think nobody's quite sure on this one.
Yeah, it is it's a tight one to call, but perhaps before I give my prediction, it might be appropriate to just mention again that this is a very, very congested table. And there are only 4 points between the Lions currently in 8th position, remembering that the top 8 make the playoffs. 4 points separate the Lions in 8th and Zebre in 15th position. So it's really only, of the 16 teams left in the URC, it's really only the Dragons that don't really have a shot at making the top 8. So with that said, the Lions' form on the road has not been anywhere near as good as their home form. And Cardiff have been the best of the 4 Welsh franchises. So I'm going to go Cardiff by 3.
And then into the Saturday's games, we mentioned Kings Park earlier. We've got Sharks at home against Zebre, who also just mentioned 4th versus 15th. But like you just said, Rory, I think they're only separated by a few points with how congested the table is. Andy, is that a Sharks win according to the algorithm?
It's a Sharks by 23.
And wow.
I'm a Sharks boy, having grown up in Derbs, so come on, Sharks. Yes, but apparently the Sharks have lost their last several games against Italian opposition, so maybe they'll slip up, but I don't think so.
Okay. I'm going to go the same as Andy and the algorithm, Sharks by 18 points.
Next up, we've got Benetton versus Edinburgh. In Treviso, in Italy. What's the prediction there, Andy?
Prediction there is Benetton by 1. So this is another really tight one. Just looking at the data here.
And Andy, while you're looking at the data, have a look at the lineups, because what I would immediately look for is which of the Italian internationals have been released by Italian rugby to play for Benetton, because like with Leinster being Ireland, Benetton is Italian rugby. So I mean, are Bricks and Menoncello playing for Benetton at the weekend? Because I think that would immediately increase their chances exponentially of beating Edinburgh.
We'll only find out around midday today. The URC lineups get released UK midday, so we don't know yet.
See, this is what happens. Now we have to fly blind. So I do know, because of what's happening at Glasgow, that for this week, only the kind of players that weren't starting every week in the Six Nations and who played a lot of the 80 minutes, they are all being held back by Scottish rugby. The clubs are telling them to rest. So I'm going to go with Benetton, whether or not their internationals play. Benetton by 5 to 8 points. Let's say 5. Yeah.
Bulls versus Leinster at Loftus. Can the Bulls give Leinster their first defeat of the season?
Well, the insights seem to think so. They're going Bulls by 13, which feels quite punchy.
Oh, wow.
But there you go. Yeah.
Wow, that is extremely interesting. So my comments on that, Andy and Patrick, would be that the Bulls have really been struggling just on and off. They are blowing so hot and cold at Loftus. You know, going back to last year's final when they lost to Glasgow, you would have thought that they would have been hurting. But the Sharks have beaten them there, and they win one week and then lose the next week at Loftus. And so I guess the question is, which team will Leinster send? History would say to us that they wouldn't send their full guns, as well as the fact that Irish rugby have probably done a similar thing and said, definitely don't play those people that were involved in their Six Nations campaign. So I'm actually going to concur with that, and I'm going to say Bulls by 10 at Loftus. Yeah, and that would, as you said, Patrick, I mean, they are flying. They played 12-1-12. They've got to lose at some point, but they are a very, very good team on the road and very hard to beat anywhere. But I think if it's going to happen anywhere, Loftus is the right place for them to suffer their first defeat. Yeah.
They've got so much headroom on the table. What are they? They're more than 10 points ahead. So they can probably afford a loss. Yeah.
And then our second traveling South African team, the Stormers, travel to Wales to play the Scarlets, both on 28 points on the table. Is this also one of those one-point games?
This one is Stormers by 9, so there's a bit more confidence there. What's interesting is the bookies are going Stormers by 2, so really close, but the community is backing the Stormers a bit more strongly.
Okay, and I'm going to say Stormers by 3. I think it is going to be close. It's going to be a one-score game either way. But I think that the Stormers also have really let themselves down, shall we say. And one can only hope that while the Six Nations was happening, some of those injuries of theirs were given time to, you know, recover and be rehabilitated. So, yeah, Stormers by 3.
And then in our seventh game of the weekend, Dragons sitting right at the bottom of the table. I have Ulster visiting them in Wales. Do the Dragons stand a chance there?
It doesn't look like it. Ulster by 12 is what the Insights is going for.
I'm very happy with that. I would go with that as well. Ulster crossing the Irish Sea. Dragons are just in a really difficult place. I think they epitomize what's happening overall in Welsh rugby. It just seems it's very, very tough to dig themselves out of that hole, if you want to use a mining analogy. Yeah.
And then our final game of the weekend, probably another close one. Ospreys at home in Swansea come up against Connacht. Is that also going to 1 point, 3 points, one score?
It's Ospreys by 7, and the bookies are going Ospreys by 3. So also pretty tight, yeah.
So Andy, it's very, very interesting what's happening here. So because of this congested table between 1 and 15, and in particular between 9 and 15, everybody fighting to break into that top 8 and just keep the momentum going, that both the algorithm and the bookies are going with across the board, really, with 1 point scores, except that one that you said was 23 points. So again, I must concur, and I'm going to say 5 points, a 5 point victory in that final game. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Andy, I just wonder, for clarity's sake, so your algorithm, is that basically what everyone has predicted, sort of what the average prediction either way is from everyone that's predicted these matches already?
It's that, but a smaller segment of that. So it takes people who have proven themselves to do well in the tournament so far. So that's a small subset. So that's sort of the top 5% or so of predictors. It's their prediction, yeah.
Almost like an Olympic judging in things like diving and ice skating, Andy, where you punt the, you know, the worst and the best, and you use the scores in the middle kind of thing.
Yeah, that sort of idea, yeah.
So I've just got one last question for you, Andy. So you gave us the genesis early in the episode, but how did you come up with the name Super Brew?
so it was originally, the Super was Super 12, because we built the original game on the fridge around Super 12. And the Brew is just because I come from Durban and we call everyone Brew. And I used to, young me used to call everything Brew this, Brew that. And it was as simple as that, Super Brew. But it's really worked so well because it resonates with South Africans so strongly. And Super Brew is about the brew is you, is the guy playing the game. And you're super, and it's not about us. It's not about the teams. It's about the users. So it kind of describes them. So it's sort of a happy accident in that regard.
Well, if I may, Andy, I think it is a superbly clever name because it resonates straight away with South Africans, and not just those from Durban or KZN. It's just a brilliant name. It's one of those things that, you know, when you look at brands and marketing that have been successful, I mean, Nike comes to mind. It's that swoosh is just such a simple thing. And I want to liken it to that. It says exactly what it is, you know. So its genesis was in Super Rugby, and it's a bunch of brews watching rugby with a bunch of probably other type of brews, B-R-E-W-S, in their hand, and maybe some meat sizzling somewhere on a braai, and we get around and make our viewing of rugby that much more interesting and exciting. So, Andy, massive congratulations from all of us here at BizNews. And I know I speak for Alec and the rest of the tribe that we really value and look forward to growing this partnership of ours. I really think it's got legs. So come on, tribe. Get on to the first step is just to sign up to Super Brew, get an account. It's really simple. And start predicting. And then if you enjoy it as much as we all do, then, you know, consider taking a premium subscription. But at the very least, support our brew over the waves and the seas there in London. It's a lot of fun. So Andy Wood, founder and CEO of the extraordinary app Super Brew, thank you for your time. Congratulations on the success of something that started out as a bunch of mates in the digs, writing down their predictions on a piece of paper and sticking it on the fridge with a fridge magnet. What a great story, Andy. Well done. Congratulations, and our heartfelt thanks to you.